Welcome to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
And I'm Sahei Bárcenas. In this episode, we'll be talking about something that is everywhere right now, artificial intelligence, or AI.
Yes, AI is changing how we learn and how we live in this generation. It's a big topic, and we want to explore it with you because we know lots of our peers are using it. So much so that AWC recently hosted an interesting event called the AI Elephant in the Classroom.
That event inspired this whole episode. In this show, we'll be speaking in English.
Y también en español, porque usar dos idiomas nos abre más puertas y nos permite conectar mejor con nuestra comunidad.
And for today, we have an interview with the student Brian Lizárraga, who is also part of the AWC Transfer Center.
Then we have a flash interview to hear about the funny side of AI from students on campus. After that, we have a special feature about the good and the bad of this technology for first-generation students with Muñeca Fimbres and Dr. Trisha Campbell.
And then, we'll hear from Professor Charlotte Rosenbaum. Ella nos explicará por qué es tan importante no perder nuestra propia voz al usar estas herramientas.
Con esto, damos inicio haciendo primero.
Being first.
Can you present yourself?
Hi, my name is Brian Lizárraga. I'm 33 years old. Currently, I'm studying at AWC to become an accounting major. I also work at the Transfer Center.
Is English your first language?
Technically speaking, no. English is not my first language. I originally spoke Spanish when I was a little kid. And then around 5 to 6 years old, I started watching Looney Tunes, Power Rangers, and I started picking up English from there.
Have you used AI to understand a task or homework that seems hard for you?
I use AI all the time to help me with difficult questions, coming up with study prompt. What I love to do is I'll go through my assignments, find specific questions that I'm having trouble with, and then I'll go ahead and create practice problems. Instead of using the problems that they give me directly, I'll change some of the parameters, I might change the situation so that I actually engage myself in active learning.
What's your first memory of using AI? Do you remember what you used it for?
I remember I started using AI sometime around 2020, 2021, around during COVID. There were a lot of just basic image generators. There's that famous image of Will Smith eating spaghetti that looks like he's just eating a bunch of like crazy noodles. And so, you know, I love my pets. I was making little videos or little photos, putting my cat riding a surfboard or my dog on a skateboard, you know, very simple, very fun little projects like that.
I know you were at the panel and you were answering questions. Why were you there? What was your objective?
Part of the whole AI process, I'm part of the AI Fellowship. So essentially, we're having students and faculty kind of meet together, come up with ideas on how students are using it and how we can go ahead and integrate it into specifically AWC in the school setting. Personally, why I was there, you know, I understand that there's a lot of skepticism about AI or there are certain, you know, questions that students are afraid of asking. And so personally, you know, I've been there. I've been nervous. I didn't want to speak up. I didn't want to answer a question. I want to be a voice to those people who can't speak for themselves.
Do you think AI helps more than it harms people? Like when a teacher gives you a bad grade because you used AI, but maybe the student didn't understand the task, so they had to use AI?
I think that's part of the conversation that we're having right now, especially when we were speaking over at the panel that we had. I think it's more important for faculty and students to understand the guidelines. The more obvious the guidelines are, I feel that students can follow them and adhere to them a little bit easier. I always encourage students to, you know, if they put themselves in a situation where they fail, they know what they need to work on. They know what they need to use. And using AI should really be used to help supplement those areas where you need to focus on studying or learning the subject.
Has AI saved you time to spend with your family or to rest? Or is it just another thing to learn?
So it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. You know, when it comes to my setting, it definitely has helped kind of streamline the process. But ultimately, it's so that I can just do more work. Especially here, I work at the Transfer Center. Just today, I was creating spreadsheets so that we can organize how deans specifically relate to some of the credit for certificates that we have. And by using AI, I can make it more efficient so that I can get jobs done quicker, so I can move on to the next task and just be more available to students. You know, transferring is sometimes a lot to consider. And the more free time I have, the more time I have to interact with students.
Thank you a lot. From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
That was a great interview. It is important to say for everyone hearing right now that you talked to Brian after the event, the AI Elephant in the Classroom, made on March 10th here at AWC.
Yes, it was a very interesting day. Many students and professors were there to talk about how AI is changing in our classes. And we'll be hearing some interviews made that day during this program.
That's great! And Brian had a lot of good points during the panel. I think it's amazing how he used AI to help him at the transfer center, so he can spend more time talking to students.
I agree. He's using technology to make his work better. It's not about doing less. It's about doing things faster to help others.
True. And I love the funny part about creating the videos about his pets. It shows that AI can also be for fun and creativity.
Definitely. It's a tool for everything. And speaking of fun, we went out to the campus to ask students about the silly things they do with AI.
Let's listen to the next Flash interview. This is a Flash interview. Can I have your names?
Hi, my name is Belen Valtierra and my major is nursing.
My name is Regina Figueroa and I'm majoring in Administration of Justice.
I have a question. What is the silliest thing you ever use AI for?
The silliest thing that I personally asked AI was this right question. That was the silliest thing that I've asked AI. Because I normally use it for homework, but like, I think this is the silliest question. Also, like, one, I literally used it to ask at what time McDonald's finished serving breakfast. Yeah, I think those are like the ones.
Probably the silliest thing I asked AI to do was to make me characters, because I have like this active imagination. I like to make scenarios in my head and I'll be like, oh, AI, I'll make me a character that have this description or something so I can use it in my scenarios. Sometimes they come out pretty curious and not that nice, but it's something.
Thank you so much for your responses. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
Those answers were so funny. It's great to see that students at AWC are having fun with AI.
I agree. It's not always about doing homework. Sometimes we just want to laugh.
Exactly. But Sahei, I have a question for you. We just heard what people ask AI, but what is the silliest answer you have ever received?
Déjame te cuento. A few weeks ago, I was working on a project for my math class. I wanted to know what kind of house I can afford in the future with a graphic design salary.
Suena que es un proyecto difícil. Did you find a house you liked?
Yes, I put the price in the chat to know if I was doing right for the next formulas. And the AI literally told me, ooh, keep dreaming, sigue soñando. Take another one.
No way! That's so mean!
I know! I was like, give me some hope.
I really can't believe it. AI has no chill. But okay, even if it says that, we know our first-generation students are doing big things with this technology.
That's right. They are using it to go ahead in their classes. And that's exactly what we'll be talking about in a few minutes.
Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Siendo Primero.
From KAWC, this is a brand new season of Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz Lopez. This is a space where your story is the main character.
We'll be talking about student life en inglés y en español porque nos representan ambos idiomas.
You can hear us at kawc.org under the shows tab.
A new season with the same goal.
To give students a voice.
Siendo Primero is a project of the KAWC Student Newsroom, which is funded by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, the Scripps Howard Fund, and by generous local support. Thank you for encouraging the next generation of public media. Learn more about the project, hear more stories, and support this effort at kawc.org.
Welcome back to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Melanie Ruiz Lopez.
And I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
If you're just joining us, today we're talking about artificial intelligence. This conversation started at a very cool event called The AI Elephant in the Classroom. That happened on March 10th here at Arizona Western College.
That's right.
We heard from students like Brian, and we even laughed about some silly AI stories in the Flash interview. But now, it's time to look at both sides of the story, the good and the bad.
Exactly. AI is not just for fun. It's also a big challenge for our future. To understand this better, I ask a student, Muñeca Fimbres, and also to Dr. Trisha Campbell.
This will be very interesting. They have two very different perspectives of how AI is changing our lives and our classes.
Yes, let's listen to the next future I prepare. Being first gen means growing up without a map. We have dreams, goals, and ambitions, but we have no clear directions. We know there's a finish line out there somewhere, but we don't always know how to get closer to it. While other students may have parents, siblings, or mentors who've walked the path before, others are figuring out step by step. But stepping into that world isn't simple, and sometimes the hardest part, it's not the work itself, it's not knowing where to begin. Now, something has entered our story, a tool that claims to know everything we don't, a tool that can explain, guide, and answer artificial intelligence. On this occasion, we will hear the perspective of Muñeca Fimbres, a student from Arizona Western College.
My experience, I haven't been in school in 25 years, and I came to college not having the same education that everybody else. I feel like I wasn't only learning my English class. It was learning my English, how to use a computer, like everything at once. But it was, to me, really helpful because there's a lot of things, a lot of questions that I had, and I was able to use AI for it because I just hated having to be the one asking the questions all the time, like seriously. So to me, I think it was more of a education. Everybody is in a different level of education, and AI helps to catch up.
This is something that students deal every day. They feel behind on everything, so they rely on AI to help them understand better. AI claims to have answers, directions, and experience all in one place. Sometimes they can't even respond to almost any question you have, even the ones no one around you understands.
Honestly, I didn't even know about AI. The students told me about it because I was struggling and I was asking questions and they helped me. And after I was introduced to it, I pretty much have been using it for all my classes. Like I said, for research more than anything.
AI becomes the thing we turn around when we can't understand things we've never been taught. It can explain the stuff we're supposed to just know. Like, how do you even start an email to a professor? How do you do an essay? AI can give us answers, fast, confident, and sometimes helpful. But it can also overwhelm us, confuse us, or send us in the wrong direction. And Dr. Trisha Campbell has another point of view on this.
I think my hope is that we'll return to a world of human effort. I mean, I'm scared of the world we're creating because of the way technology kind of folds into that. Okay, technology can help us in some ways, but it's really hurting our ability to be human with each other or human effort in others. I think students feel powerless to that. They can't compete. They want to touch their phone. They want to see what's on TikTok. They want to see what's on Instagram. They want to watch Netflix all day while they scroll their phone. I kind of think that professors, parents, people in power have to be the arbiters because kids are powerless to it. In fact, adults are powerless to it, you know? You have to be really powerful to put it down and put it away. It can't just be all technology. You've got to figure out a way to get students to do both. And I think we've missed the opportunity as colleges to do that, but maybe we could.
AI isn't the path, but it might be one of the tools that can help us build it. For first-generation students, the journey has never been about having all the answers. It's about learning, adapting, and creating a future that didn't exist before. AI can support that. But that direction, the purpose, and the heart of the journey still come from us. From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
Muñeca and Dr. Campbell have very interesting points. You did an amazing job with those interviews.
Thank you. I think it's important to see how AI is changing everything, no solo para estudiantes, sino que también para los profesores.
I agree. It makes me think about how we work now. But I'm curious, how do you use AI in your daily life?
Do you use it more for school or is it just for fun?
Oh, I definitely use it for school. Every time I have a question that I really can't understand, or every time I need help with the homework, I use it for that. I don't think I'm that much of having fun with AI.
Oh, I get it. It is a great tool if we use it in the right way. But sometimes we need a professor to guide us and show us how to use these technologies without losing our own voice.
That's very true. And that's why our next guest is so special to me. She's my English professor, and she has a very clear vision about this.
We are talking about Professor Sharla Rosenbaum. Let's hear what she has to say.
Let's listen.
Can you present yourself?
I'm Sharla Rosenbaum. I'm a professor of English here at AWC, and I was on the panel as a member of faculty in the AI Elephant in the Classroom discussion.
What was your objective by being in the panel?
I was asked to be on the panel because I am a faculty member of the AWC AI Fellowship, but also because I am a writing instructor who does allow AI usage in class.
As an English teacher, what are your limits on AI for students whose first language is in English?
So when I teach English 100, which is the introductory writing course, we do not use AI until the very, very end, and I show students how to revise. But I do let students in that class use it to translate. You know, after that, the usage gets wider and wider in English 101 and 102.
Have you seen or know of students that translate everything with AI, and how does that work? Do you think they're using it more than just a tool?
In some cases, yes. I see it a lot in the introductory class because there is a lot of internal and external pressure to be prepared for English 101 or 107. I just think it gets overwhelming and they kind of maybe lean on it a little bit more than is helpful.
I bet as a teacher, you know a lot of first-generation students. So how do you think it shapes the first-generation experience?
At my previous job, I did work mostly with first-generation students. I do understand that that internal and external pressure is sometimes greater for first-generation students because you do sort of feel like you have the weight of your entire family on you to get through and to do it well. So I think that using AI gives those students somewhat of an advantage to help with that pressure when they're using it appropriately.
Talking about that, do you think AI impacts in a good way for generation students, or it could be in a bad way as getting a lower grade because you can tell they're using AI?
Depends really on what they're using it for and what class, and also the instructor that they have and what those policies are. Right now, I think that we know so little about AI, it's hard to tell one way or the other. So I would say it's probably 50-50 right now. It's maybe half and half a good thing, half and half a bad thing.
And this is a difficult question, but in your perspective, is AI the path for first generation that we're lacking, or is it just a tool?
I think it's just a tool because I think there are a lot of other resources that are already available that maybe we should look into making available to support our first generation students and some of their language learning. We do have a lot of really great multilingual people in the English department. Adding to that, I think AI is just another tool.
Okay, thank you a lot.
From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
I really like what Professor Rosenbaum said. Even if we use AI to help us, we should never lose our own voice or our own way of doing things.
I agree, Sahei. It connects perfectly with what Dr. Campbell meant earlier. AI is not a replacement for what we can do.
Así es. Es cuestión de encontrar un equilibrio. It's all about balance. Especially for us as first-generation students, we have a unique story to tell, and a robot cannot do that for us. Nuestra voz tiene valor que la inteligencia artificial nunca podrá copiar.
Así es. Y al final del día, todo lo que cuenta es nuestra esencia y el esfuerzo que le ponemos a cada tarea. Can be helpful, but our passion and our hard work are what really makes a difference.
Well said. And I feel more ready now to use these tools in a smart way. That's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening and exploring the world of AI with us.
Muchas gracias por acompañarnos. Esperemos que estas historias les den mucha confianza para seguir adelante con sus metas.
Don't forget to follow us. There is so much more to share from our community.
Siendo Primero is produced by KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search KAWC.org under the Shows tab.
I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
I'm Sahei Bárcenas. And this is
Siendo Primero.